the long run should be somewhere between 150,000 and 175,000, given growth in the labor force. We're right within that range.
On Fox Business, President Trump said he's written to Iran, pressing for talks on preventing the development of nuclear weapons and warning it faces possible military action if not.
Okay. I said, I hope you're going to negotiate because it's going to be a lot better for Iran.
On social media today, Trump threatened Russia with sanctions and tariffs if no deal to stop the war in Ukraine is reached. Russia targeted Ukraine's energy facilities in a new string of attacks. In a time of sharp government cutbacks, people are rallying today in several cities to support expanding funding for science programs. Bill Nye, the science guy, tells CBS News.
The reason the United States is the world leader that it is because of our embrace of science. And so to suppress or censor science is very much not in the national interest.
The Texas company Intuitive Machines says the lander it put on the moon yesterday is a loss. CBS News space consultant Bill Harwood.
Photographs from a camera on the lander show it did in fact tip over during landing, and it's now resting on its side in a crater some 820 feet from the planned landing site.
Well, travel on high-speed rail from Paris has been disrupted for hundreds of thousands of people by the discovery of an unexploded World War II bomb. It's now been dealt with and disposed of by experts. But too late for this traveler.
Communication's awful. We talk to one person, they say, go to the help desk, but the queue is over 2 hours long. And by the time you get to the front of the help desk, all the trains for tomorrow are completely gone. So it's just kind of no hope in that.
On the Health Watch today, CBS's Wendy Gillette tells us a new study looks at aspirin and cancer.
The research from the University of Cambridge finds aspirin could possibly prevent the spread of cancer because it may boost the immune system. Dr. Elisa Port is chief of breast surgery at Mount Sinai Hospital in New York.
Theoretically, it could work in a variety of different cancers. Aspirin does have some preventive effect in some kinds of cancers.
Researchers are still determining which patients would most benefit from taking aspirin.
And checking Wall Street, right now the Dow is down 299 points. The S&P is off 52. This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Waddles with a quick news update. A 15-year-old Racine County boy has been charged as an adult with first-degree intentional homicide. Reed Galinsky was in court yesterday for the first time after allegedly killing his mother, Suzanne, in their Franksville home Tuesday night. Prosecutors claim there was medication involved and that he was inspired by a Menendez Brothers documentary. Bail was set at $1 million. There are a few more details online at RacineCountyEye.com. Kenosha fire crews battled a blaze at an empty building on 13th Court late last night and into the morning. Online records indicate the place used to be a Kenosha beef plant. Racine fire crews were called to three different structure fires within a 24-hour period this week. Each had a different cause and no injuries were reported. The incidents included a kitchen fire on Mount Pleasant Street, careless smoking on Washington Avenue, and an electrical issue on Grand. Vermont Senator Bernie Sanders and Wisconsin Congressman Mark Pocan are holding a rally at UW Parkside in Kenosha tonight. It's part of what Sanders calls a fighting oligarchy tour. The event starts at around 6. The State Patrol is conducting special enforcement efforts in Walworth County today. The operation with local law enforcement uses crash data to determine areas for enhanced enforcement efforts. And that's news on WRJN. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour, or anytime at WRJN.com.
A busy weekend in college basketball. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. Big game tomorrow for Marquette. The Golden Eagles host number 6-ranked St. John's at Fiserv Forum. It's senior day for Marquette. Tip-off time at Fiserv Forum, 11 a.m. In Madison, the Badgers will host Penn State at noon tomorrow at the Kohl Center. The Milwaukee Panthers season came to an end last night at the Clatchy Center after losing to Oakland, 72-64. Milwaukee just 3-for-12 at the foul line. In women's hockey, the number one-ranked Badgers women's team team are in Minnesota today to take on the Bulldogs in Duluth. It's the first round of the WCHA Final Faceoff Tournament. NFL Mason Crosby officially retiring today after 16 years as the team's kicker.
I was drafted by the Packers. I got to win a Super Bowl in Green Bay, in Titletown. Like, one of the coolest things that has ever happened in my life is to be able to wear that Super Bowl ring, and nobody can ever take that away from us.
That's the Packers Mason Crosby with sports. I'm Mike Clemens.
Mostly cloudy today with spotty snow chances this afternoon and early this evening. Barely any accumulations are likely from this, just a trace to about a half an inch. And we're stuck under those overcast, cloudy skies today with cooler highs only in the mid-30s. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. It's 33 at our studios.
Paul Harvey's rest of the story, 30 seconds away now. Sponsored by the Racine Disc Center, online at racinediscenter.com or visit the clinic on Rapids Drive, just east of Gulf Avenue.
Is chronic pain draining your energy? Relief is closer than you think. Racine Disc Center specializes in treating chronic and severe pain that prevents you from living the life you want. From disc and knee decompression to laser therapy, they have state-of-the-art equipment that can provide life-changing pain relief without medication or surgery. Just think, by summer, you could be doing things you haven't done in years, like exercising or taking that trip on your bucket list. Visit RacineDiscCenter.com, where you go to get your life back.
The rest of the story. In 1771, the French government made an unusual appeal to the medical faculty of Paris. The government was seeking a judgment, a ruling regarding a certain substance. It had been considered by some a narcotic, by many a powerful sexual stimulant, an aphrodisiac. Now, that's not what concerned the authorities. What bothered them was that this something called solanum tuberosum had been linked by observers for 150 years with half a dozen diseases, including scrofula and leprosy. So now it was left to the medical faculty of Paris to decide. Was solanum tuberosum really as hazardous to public health as some had suggested? What happened then in 1771 was not unlike what happens these days with public and governmental concern over questionable substances. But two centuries past, it was, as I say, solanum tuberosum causing all the fuss. Let's review the facts. The first Europeans to encounter solanum tuberosum were the Spanish. That was during the 16th century. They initially tried it out on slaves, and then they sat back and watched the slaves, and the results were very satisfactory as far as the Spanish were concerned. So, with the approaching 17th century, solanum tuberosum became fashionable in some European circles. It was believed to be remarkably sexually stimulating. At the time, it was noted that solanum tuberosum did increase seed and provoke lust, causing fruitfulness in both sexes, that in geographic regions of prevalence, it was no unusual thing to see 6 or 7 or 8 or 10, sometimes more children, the issue of one couple. Following similar reports, there was a run on the stuff. But the trouble began in 1619. Solanum tuberosum was banned in Burgundy. Its excessive use had been linked to leprosy. And as word spread, it was apparent that many Europeans placed personal health ahead of their sex lives, and solanum tuberosum fell rapidly into disfavor. Through the next century and a half, it was called a contributing factor to gout and rickets and consumption. As late as 1768, a respected Swiss physician named Daniel Langhaus drew convincing correlations between solanum tuberosum and the presence of scrofula in Switzerland. It was only 3 years later that all available data was evaluated by the medical faculty of Paris, and the official verdict on solanum tuberosum was not guilty. Not guilty. In fact, you know, this prestigious body declared solanum tuberosum actually was good for you. Wait a minute. One might imagine such a statement from such a source would lay the long-standing suspicions to rest once and for all, but that would be wrong. In 1774, following a famine in Prussia, Frederick the Great dispatched a wagon load of the stuff to Kohlberg, and nobody would touch it. And similar skepticism continued into the next century. After all, solanum tuberosum, called by some the Indian artichoke, was related to a number of poisonous plants in the solanum family, including the deadly nightshade. So, who could know for sure what might happen to anybody indulging in Solanum tuberosum, otherwise known as the potato. Well, by now, of course, you know the rest of the story.
Oh, wow. That's it. That's Paul Harvey and the rest of the story. Heard twice daily, 7:25 with Don Rosen, and again at 12:05, like you just heard, every Monday through Friday on WRJN.
Park to the Heritage Museum. Local news and timeless hits.
W-R-J-N. When the truth is found to be lies, and all the joy within you dies, don't you?
Thank you. in the city, back of my neck getting dirty and gritty. Bend down, isn't it a pity? Doesn't seem to be a shadow in the city. All around, people looking half dead, walking on the sidewalk harder than a match, yeah. But at night, it's a different world. Go out and find a girl. Come on and dance all night. Despite the heat, it'll be alright. And babe, don't you know it's a pity the days can't be like the nights in the summer, in the city, in the summer, in the city. Cool town, meeting in the city, dressed so fine and looking so pretty. Cool cat, looking for a kitty, gonna look in every corner of the city. Till I'm wheezing like a bus stop, running up the stairs, gonna meet you on the rooftop. But at night it's a different world. Go out and find a girl. Come on and dance all night. Just like the heat, it'll be alright. And babe, don't you know it's a pity the days can't be like the nights in the summer, in the city, in the summer, in the city. Shadow in the city. All around, people looking half dead, walking on the sidewalk harder than a match, yeah. But now it's a different world. Go out and find a girl. Come on, and dance all night. Despite the heat, it'll be alright. Babe, don't you know it's a pity the days can't be like the nights in the summer, in the city, in the summer, in the city.
The Spoonful, Summer in the City. I'm into summer already. I'm telling you, the snow starts melting. I'm thinking summer. But I digress. A reminder that Don Rosen on Monday brings you up to speed on what's going on at the Racine Zoo. He's coming up Monday morning with that on WRJN.
WRJN.
When words aren't enough, say it with flowers from Sunnyside Florist of Kenosha. From breathtaking bouquets to elegant arrangements, they create floral designs for birthdays, anniversaries, weddings, and every special moment in between. Complete your gift with DeBrand truffles or a signature Carrie's candle with scents like Wisconsin Northwoods, Ocean Breeze, or Mom's Home. Sunnyside Florist of Kenosha. Enter the spacious parking lot from 75th Street just west of 30th Avenue. Open until 7 p.m. weeknights and 2 p.m. on Saturdays.
Opioid manufacturer Purdue Pharma's Political Action Committee donated to just one Wisconsin candidate in 2016. That candidate was extreme politician Judge Brad Schimmel. The company also gave money to a national Republican group whose PAC spent nearly $3 million on Schimmel's 2018 election. From the year 2000 to 2017, Wisconsin had over 7,500 opioid-related deaths. Democratic and Republican attorneys general from other states and 71 out of 72 counties filed lawsuits against Purdue Pharma. But Brad Schimmel refused to join them. Thousands of Wisconsinites died. Wisconsin people should always take priority over profits. Tell Judge Brad Schimmel to look out for Wisconsinites, not out-of-state drug companies. Call 262-548-7548. That's 262-548-7548. Paid for by Better Wisconsin Together Incorporated.
ZipRecruiter is the place. ZipRecruiter is the place for talented teachers, savvy software developers, and master mixologists. ZipRecruiter is the place where you meet all these people and more. That's because ZipRecruiter is the place for job seekers who are looking for new opportunities. In fact, ZipRecruiter helps 10 million people with their job search every day, so you can find the right candidates right away. Try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/free. That's ZipRecruiter.com/free.
Celebrate the women who have helped shape the world as we honor Women's History Month with powerful stories of Wisconsin's own. We recognize the leadership of Trisha Zunker. This history maker from the Wausau area is the first Native American woman to run for Congress. Zunker is a member of the Ho-Chunk Nation and has served as a justice on its Supreme Court, leading the fight for health care and the rights of indigenous communities. She's also a teacher and former president of the Wausau School Board. She believes in standing up for students and teachers, promoting inclusivity and equity in education. Zunker's campaign for Congress and advocacy for our community inspires women of every background. She is a reminder for all people to pursue leadership roles to make your voices heard. We recognize the powerful women from the past and those who are still writing their own history today. I'm Maggie Dawn.
For 98 years, WRJN has been Racine's trusted source for local news. And now, we brought back the timeless hits, too. Spanning the greatest music from the biggest stars of rock and roll, like Elvis, Marvin Gaye, The Supremes, The Monkees, Love and Spoonful, The Beatles, Chuck Berry, and more. Your home for local news and timeless hits. WRJN.
Stay.
Local news, timeless hits, WRJN, serving Southeast Wisconsin from Racine for over 98 years. Here's some local news now, an update from Stuart J. Waddles in the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Waddles. The 15-year-old Racine County boy accused of killing his mother has been charged as an adult. Reed Galinsky is charged with first-degree intentional homicide after allegedly killing his mother, Suzanne, in their Franksville home Tuesday night. According to prosecutors, the teen was inspired by a documentary about the Menendez brothers and admitted to hitting his mother with a dumbbell before stabbing her. Galinsky appeared in court yesterday with bond set at $1 million. There are a few more details online at RacineCountyEye.com. The Racine Fire Department faced a challenging 24-hour period this week. The first of three structure fires was called in Wednesday night, each fire with a different cause and no injuries. The first incident, a kitchen fire on Mount Pleasant Street, resulted in $67,000 worth of damages and claimed the life of a pet. The second fire on Washington Avenue was apparently caused by careless cigarette disposal. The final fire yesterday afternoon on Grand Avenue was caused by an electrical component failure. Again, no injuries to residents or firefighters reported in any of those incidents. Sitting with Stiles still isn't happening. First District Congressman Brian Stiles says he's staying accessible to constituents, but gave no indication of scheduling another in-person town hall. In communication with the Janesville Gazette, Stiles said he didn't have anything upcoming, but did point to in-person town halls held in January. The lack of interaction comes after GOP leadership allegedly advised members against holding in-person events. Watch out in Walworth County today. The State Patrol is out with a special enforcement working with local police. They'll be looking for speeding and reckless driving. The operation uses crash data to determine where the enforcement effort is enhanced. And that's news on WRJN. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour or anytime at WRJN.com.
and from all over the place, mostly New York, here are the Mamas and Papas, as fun to look at as they were to listen to on WRJN.
Oh,
Timeless Hits, WRJN. Poetry, put to music by Simon and Garfunkel.
A winter's day in a deep and dark December. I am alone, gazing from my window to the streets below on a freshly fallen silent shroud of snow. Walls, a fortress deep and mighty that none may penetrate. I have no need of friendship. Friendship causes pain. It's laughter and it's loving I disdain. Feels no pain, and an island never cries. We'll be right back.
Timeless Hits, WRJN. You realize, of course, that football starts in May, around these parts, because the Racine Raiders kick off their 2025 season first week of May, and the entire season is going to be live here on WRJN. You can hear every game just by tuning in to where you're tuned in now, WRJN.
Classic pizzas, golden fried chicken, and hot sandwiches. Ferraro's in Racine has your lunch and dinner cravings covered. March's pizza of the month is pure Irish luck. Introducing the corned beef pizza. Baked to perfection with a golden olive oil base, it's loaded with tender corned beef, tangy sauerkraut, hearty white potatoes, and melty Swiss cheese. Only available for a limited time, so grab one before it's gone. Slide on by for the best pizza pie at Ferraro's. Meacham Road, just north of Taylor Avenue.
Hi, this is Mike, your CBD store in Racine. We're excited to introduce Nero Water Soluble CBD, the innovative way to experience faster, more effective relief for managing stress, pain, neurological issues, or just want to boost your overall wellness. Nero Water Soluble CBD absorbs quickly, delivers results within 5 to 10 minutes. We offer expert advice, friendly service, and a full range of high-quality CBD products. Your CBD store, Racine, wellness that works, on the corner of 31 and Spring Street. Let us help change your life one drop at a time.
Today's WRJN Big Deal of the Day, Racine Youth Sports. Get your kids in the game with registrations now available for baseball and flag football leagues starting in the spring. Racine Youth Sports teaches good sportsmanship, character, discipline, competitiveness, teamwork, and sports fundamentals in a positive and caring environment. Go to WRJN.com, click the Big Deals banner, and purchase $40 sports registration certificates for just $12. Today only at WRJN Big Deals.
At Civic Media, we encourage active political engagement and remind listeners to think critically about political advertisements you may hear during this critical election year. Our stations are licensed by the FCC and are required to accept all ads for federal candidates. We also air state and local candidates, as well as paid ads from issue and PAC groups. Truth is rarely as simple as any political ad may claim. So again, we urge you to think critically about what you hear in the spirit of promoting authentic and respectful civic dialogue.
Got it.
News and timeless hits. WRJN.
close, but we should have been closer. And it's making me feel so sad. But I tell myself I didn't lose her. Cause you can't lose a friend you never had.
Come on now.
Because a friend won't say it's over. And go out just for spite. And now I wonder what she's doing tonight. Oh yes, I wonder what she's doing tonight.
CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Steve Kathan. Federal Reserve Chairman Jerome Powell admits there's some economic uncertainty as policy changes come fast from the Trump administration. He says interest rates will likely remain unchanged for the coming months.
As we parse the incoming information, we are focused on separating the signal from the noise as the outlook evolves. We do not need to be in a hurry, and we are well positioned to wait for greater clarity.
The government reported 151,000 jobs were created last month. President Trump said on social media today he's considering sanctions and tariffs on Russia if no deal is reached to end the war in Ukraine. CBS's Stacey Lynn.
There are several theoretical options that President Trump could put on the table, according to sources familiar, and they all depend on the message that he wants to send. As for the harshest options, he could tighten oil sanctions or sanction Chinese banks that do business with Russia as punishment for supplying them with items Russia's been using on the battlefield. Or he may sanction all the Russian banks that they haven't sanctioned already.
Well, CBS's Natalie Brand has more on the one-month reprieve on tariffs that were slapped on goods from Mexico and Canada.
The White House says the pause applies to about 38% of goods from Canada. It does not apply to energy imports, which will be taxed at a lower rate of 10%, as well as potash, a key ingredient in fertilizer that U.S. farmers use.
North Carolina's Fort Bragg, which became Fort Liberty, is now Fort Bragg again. It was rededicated this morning, named now for an Army paratrooper and Silver Star recipient from Maine. Lieutenant General Gregory Anderson is base commander.
Fort Bragg is just not any base. It is our nation.